Blog Talk Radio.
Suitable for all audiences. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your mortal about this, because this is a show everyone has to hear. You are listening to, I am DJ Butterfly, and on the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK.
Yes, it's going to be okay. To you, happy holidays. To you, happy holidays to those out there. The holidays to those out there that may not have time to travel or celebrate with relatives and family members, but job of those that know what people truly mean to do, to appreciate those moments at this time when you may be the one able to do more than what was planned in your journey. But now, DJ Butterfly Feces, express to the people so they understand how you appreciate yourself and how you appreciate others.
All right. Yeah, okay. Let me tell you a tale that needs to be heard. This is a tale that needs to be told. All right. It is 7:01 on the dot, and this is Kasuna from the microphone. And listen, we invite you to get involved. Talk. We're here. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. Now, let me in a way start at the very beginning. What happened? I was living in McKinleyville, California, and I was living quite well. I was a guy who just coasted by. I did everything there was to do in McKinleyville, and I lived there pretty much my whole life. I was pretty sure I was going to die there. I mean, I've been all over. I've been everywhere. Something special about McKinleyville. It's just greater than anything. You know what I'm talking about. Anywho, at everything there was to do there, at one point, finally, I graduated high school, and I had all I could think of was now what? Well, college probably, but I didn't have the money for that. My parents never bothered to save any fund for me. My parents hadn't saved a cent. I stayed with my parents longer than I should have because I just didn't have the energy to move out and deal with the world, and my parents, I think they kept me around a little bit longer because otherwise I have to talk to each other. My parents were the kind of people who wanted, you know, their time to get together. They grew disgusted with each other's company. They mostly stayed together because they didn't have the space to leave. They didn't have the nerve to leave. Where would they go? Who would they talk to? Anywho, at one point my father said, "You got to go." So I went. I went with nothing but the clothes on my back and a backpack that was not even half full. Wasn't much. Anywho, one night, and, you know, they chose around the end of the year, the holidays, to kick me out. I was basically just, the very night, I was walking through town. I was walking through basically the forest. I went over to the woods. We have an ambulance. We have everything in McKinleyville. And I went to a campfire. I just happened to basically come across a group of people. I knew everybody that was in town, really, but anyway, these people weren't staying. They were basically like, okay, right here. Him and his merry band. I sat down to just talk to them. I don't know. I don't think the whole I'm head like something. You know what I'm talking about? Like at first it doesn't feel real. At first, it's like being a convict, an inmate. Your first night, the first couple of whatever, you're terrified for your life. So you're basically kind of thinking, "Well, I'm going to be out of this. It'll be okay." Sat down and talked to them, and then Organic told me his story. He told me how he was going all around. I'm just trying to pick up the garbage and help the homeless community, which is always growing. Every month, I'm talking to you right now, the homeless population is going up, blowing up everywhere. A couple in McKinleyville, too. Now,
do you remember?
I'm continuing. Right. Anywho, I went to him, and then basically he told me about his journey, and then he asked to join me. Come around with me. We're going to travel the world from the homeless
picking garbage up off the street, making this world better. Part of that, if you choose. Don't worry, I'll fund. I'm a philanthropist. I got money. I got assets. What was I going to say? No? I mean, in the back of my mind, I thought maybe my parents could work things out, but then, I'm not just mad they kicked me out. I kind of don't want to see them either. We've grown to hate. I still don't think last time I talked to my dad recently, he's basically being with my mother, and vice versa. But anywho, he swore me in. He said, "You DJ Butterfly Feast, Organic did." You know, I mean, I wasn't in love with the name then as I am now. But once again, who was I to argue? We spent the rest of the night just sitting, talking. Just talking. And the truth was, the more we talked, the more I realized that this was the right place for me. This is what I was meant to. All this happened for a reason. I was meant to find these. I mean, I was meant to. I'm DJ Butterfly Feces. I help the hobby. I help the homeless community. I help them. I help them in spades. That's what I'm going to do now. Before I knew it, we spent the whole night talking, and then in the morning, off we were. We went, we left the country. We went to McKinseyville, California. Not McKinleyville. Italy. We were there for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Foreign, basically, place and whatever. Why am I telling you all this? Well, in case you've missed all these episodes, man, you need to get behind all this. There's an important epidemic going on here. Going around, doing good, whatever, making things better. And once in a while, we got some recognition. And normal people aren't that grateful to the people who are cleaning up after them, picking up their mess. Sometimes, basically, follows after everybody with a broom and a mop. They don't respect you. Respectable job, you're cleaning after us. Want some gratitude. In our last episode, we were in Las Vegas. Well, still basically, and guess what? We're in this episode. And you know something? Honestly, I got to tell you something. All my preconceived notions about Las Vegas were destroyed. The whole city, looks like it's made of money. You think that everything is ritzy and glitzy and glamorous and whatever. Casinos, the fancy hotels, the stuff for the tourists. Listen, they have casinos. They also have arcades for the children because they want to get everybody's money. But I got to tell you something. I went all around the rest of Las Vegas, and I was amazed. The whole place looked like it came down with a case of urban blight. The whole city was basically sort of more or less kind of destitute. It was ugly. It was all basically those movies from the future where the future is basically dystopian and everything is, you know, natural resource. Everything is broke down. We're living back in the dark ages. Now, I don't want to hit it. I remember thinking they got all this money. They should be doing something about the homeless problem. They were all over. I want to hurt somebody. I want to punch somebody in the face. Somebody was responsible for the fact there's all this money going around. There's nothing to do to help the homeless. I'll give them a place to stay. So then I just wanted to hit somebody. Whoever was responsible, who would that be? Organic grabbed a hold of me. You remember what you told me, Organic? You told me, man, that just help. I continue to pick up garbage. I continue to look around. I tried to talk to people. Some people wouldn't even talk to me. Some were just scared. We're too scared to basically. Oh, that's understandable, you know. You can't always depend on the kindness of strangers. Your parents tell you that when you're a kid. When you're an adult, does that mean you should basically rely on strangers' affection a little more? Dang, I don't know. I'm my life, I don't know. I basically remember I was trying to basically talk to Organic. I was trying to tell him, look at all the money they've got. There's got to be some program they can do to help the homeless. I mean, look at this place. I mean, I found out, I know that all this gambling stuff is for the tourists. People who live here don't blow their money away like this. Well, not regularly. But dang it, there's all many, as many. They got one in New York anymore. I mean, New York was... Homeless people do better in warm climates, you know, where it's warm, where it's hot, where there's a nice, humid temperature and whatnot. But dang it all, in a place where it snows, New York was the hardest. You remember that? You remember New York? The city was so damn huge. It's like somebody basically told them, it's okay to throw your garbage wherever you can. Litter the streets with it. Make it look more lived in, and it was a huge city, and it snowed there. It was so damn cold. And they had the biggest homeless population of all. Do the people in Las Vegas have it any better? I like to think so. But still. As we were picking up all this garbage, and I was trying to basically make a friend here, too, trying to talk to people, all I could think about was basically how all of us had to sort of work together to do something about the homeless problem. I came across this old guy and I asked him, why does anybody want to do something about the homeless problem here in Las Vegas? Plus you got all this extra money coming in. Why don't they? You know what he said to me? He said, by keeping us poor, starving, and killing us, they're getting richer. See, the truth is, more people die, other people get rich. People like stuff. You have something as long as, you know, you can use it as it's useful, but when you don't have any use for it, you throw it away. We're like stuff. We're just like that. That's what it's like out here. You know, you'd think I'd be used to it by now. You think I would, but somehow it still breaks my heart every time I hear this. Nobody's doing nothing. You know what I mean. It's like nobody cares. But I think you've got to care when it gets this bad. You got to care. Otherwise, really, honestly, it's just... I tried asking some people, how'd you get homeless? How? Some of them told me the same old story. When technology came along, I got thrown out. I was a telemarketer. You know, they don't even have those anymore. Now they have computers, do automated voice phone stuff and whatever. Technology ruined everything. Another guy told me, I had a drinking problem. It took over my whole life. Now I'm going to die out here on the streets drunk. I didn't have much to live for, but I couldn't control my drinking. Dang. What to do? I started basically picking up more garbage, more trash. And I basically tried to not stop for a moment and thought, dang it, you know, look how ugly so much of the city is. I could pick up all this trash and you know something? It's not making enough of a difference. I need to help these people. I need to help them right now. Right now. Because look around, nobody else is doing it. Now, I say nobody else is doing it, but here's the truth. Now, you know that basically every single city has got some help the homeless campaign fund thing going on there. And the bigger the city, the more they had it. And Las Vegas, had a big homeless problem. I needed to do something. I needed to do something. I need to do it now. I tried.
You did a good job. Keep going, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Remember at that point, marched over basically to their homeless program, the seasonal program, and basically, I don't know, something. We demand they do something. Look. You know, a lot of these casinos, they could basically give a very small percentage to making sure these people are basically off the streets and whatnot. The woman there looked at me and said, yeah, but they're not going to. I mean, away. They feel like this is just money they're throwing away. Why should they basically give money so somebody doesn't have to give back? I said, but look, you create some jobs for these people. I mean, give them a place to stay. I mean, look, it's time and money and effort that goes into basically literally making sure that a person can be a part of the system. You got to be a contributor somehow. The truth is, they're thrown out in a way, and they're not going to do anything for them if they're not going to give anything back. I felt frustrated. Then I remember a homeless guy came running up from behind me. I nearly jumped for a second, and then he said, basically, you got all these empty hotels, motels, lodges, and whatever, all for the city. The homeless should be allowed to basically stay there. This is just for a little while. Better. It's 7:16 here on the program. Ram Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. This show is brought to you by Organic OK. Please call. Get involved with the cause. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. It was damning. It was too much. It was too much. What needs to be done? I don't know. I thought basically, look, Las Vegas has all these resources. We got to make them. And basically, now, some of the homeless people I went to in Las Vegas, people I made friends, people I talked to ask their story, I invited them to walk with me, to come to this shelter, to everyone line up one by one, whatever, and demand that they expand their means. We're not asking for the moon. These people do need help. One thing I noticed is that some homeless people have basically been on the streets so long that they come to think of it as home. They were all right. They didn't want to be indoors anymore because they felt like, dang it, that's how they control you, with the shelter and the job and whatever. Out here on the street, I'm a free man. Really, some of them said that. I thought about all the ways we could help. Literally. One of the ideas that came to mind was basically, I thought, all those lodges, all those special places, all that stuff, all those open areas, housing that they have, that they can give to the homeless community. I mean, really, you can contribute, but will they want to? That's a you-know-what. In the end, I basically found myself without meaning, and I basically thought to myself, we got to do something now. We got to do something right here. So I asked a lot of the homeless people to follow me, to help me. And say, these people basically here, I said, they've been on the streets. They've been living here for quite some time. They need some housing, lodging, residency. They need that. They need it. Really, think about it. Now, I thought for a moment. I thought about organic. You know those homeless bud shelters. Yeah, I remember thinking, could we put a few more? Would it help? I thought, I don't know.
You said talking about things that are, you know, at some point in time we want to get into this, but this is not going to be the time that we get into this about or. How things are set up, we're not going to get into this. We want to buy them. So let's give a pause and then let's come back to this at some point in time. Is that okay?
Yeah, look, one person who basically was in favor, he basically said, he talked about basically the problem, he said, with help. This guy came up on the street, this guy who basically obviously had a place to stay and a job. He said, problem with helping the homeless, he said, is that, look, it encourages it. I mean, you know, it's like the more basically people there are, there's just too many people. There just aren't means to protect and help all of them, you know. That's a problem. There's going to be more and more and more people. There's probably going to be one big smoking crater. I thought there's a lot of room. I mean, look at all this open desert out there. Yeah, sure, let the homeless people wander out in the desert like the Jews did basically after they were freed from Egyptian slavery for 40 years. Yeah, cool. I didn't know. That was a blow to me, that right there, what he said. I know in a way he's got a point, but dang it, we need a system that helps, a system that does something, that contributes. So I decided to basically say, let's fight for that. Fight for that, dang it. I came across one guy who told me, once again, he said he just wanted something to eat at one point. That's all he did. One guy was eating a sandwich, asked me if he liked some sandwich. The guy said, yeah. And the guy with the sandwich spit right in his face. That broke my heart. It's like, there's not even respect for your fellow man out there. You don't have to give them money, because maybe you don't have enough to give. Dang it. I mean, that is people. I mean, isn't this basically some kind of crime? That did it. I basically wanted to make sure, to be honest, that these people were helped somehow. So honestly, we marched. I got to take a few more people, and I got to afford more people down in those flood tunnels. And I even basically think I did successfully convince, I convinced basically a few homeless people, they were helped also. See, the truth is, I'm still thinking about the big picture, the big scope. There's got to be something to do. We got to make some major change. The question is how. How do we change? We continue to march and whatever. I basically had a few homeless people standing outside casinos begging for spare change. It was not proud. It was a little embarrassing. But at least it meant something. It wasn't just about getting that change. It was about making it clear that there is a problem here and it needs to be addressed. I didn't know what I was going to do. Thought I was just going to puke. I said, look, okay, think about this for a second. I try to tell them, Nevada is a big open desert space. If you built more housing, more places for people to stay, think about all that raw, wide open. I know it's a desert, but you guys built the ultimate, the world's greatest tourist trap in the desert.
You talk about this, sir. Let's put a pause on this part, but you're giving away just a little too much at this moment.
All right, fine. I campaigned. I rattled some heads. I basically raised a few eyebrows. I ruffled a few feathers, you know. I got people to basically consider, honestly, building more housing out there in Nevada. And last I heard, you know what? When I went online and I looked it up, I found out there was some change, real change. They basically allow, they now allow some of the homeless people to sleep in some of the parking spaces, social distancing because of COVID now. And they're starting to basically take in more of the homeless. When I looked at them, I realized, dang, it worked. We did it. We actually physically did it. Okay, there's still a homeless epidemic going on there. But now more is being done about it. Now more is being done. It's beautiful. No, it's just the beginning. Think about all the raw land there is out there. Basically, people could build a city, build more homes, create more jobs, whatever have you. That's the thing. I remember I turned to organic. I think we did something. It's not our victory. It's theirs. It's theirs. I basically said, you know something? Organic, I got to tell you something. I'm like any other guy who never really lived in Las Vegas. I thought it was all casinos and gambling and legalized everything form of debauchery. You know what I mean? That's what I thought. I had to go there to know better. Once again, I had to listen to people. People I wasn't listening to. People I didn't hear. People I didn't... Things are bad. Not things aren't so bad. But the question is, how do you make sure progress, good things keep happening every single day? How do you? How? I decided basically before we left, I wanted to basically make one more friend, one more real friend. I basically stopped, gave $5 basically to a guy who didn't have anything. Shook my hand and basically told me, you just became my personal hero. I said, I'm eternally grateful for everything. That was something. You know, Vegas ain't so bad. The sunshine is nice. We both laughed. He said, be grateful you don't live here. I'm not. I am. And then I remember, shook hands, said goodbye, thought I wish I had done just a little bit more, wish I could have made even more of an effort. I didn't know about the effort we had made then, but and then the guy said, organic, where to next? I want to thank you all for listening to Kuna for the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces and Organic OK. You can pick up all our shows on the web, on the internet. Call us during regular show hours. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. The show is brought to you by Organic OK. And check out a singer by the name of Maya. Boy, she's going out there basically creating a storm. Organic, do you have anything closing to say?
Yeah, I do. I just say, again, thank you all out there that have been in your desires. Have you been feeding people with your actual effort and have not been left from the past? They've been moving through with the future. And I wanted to tell you, those out there truly have been helping people, truly have been desiring to make this family of caring move through, even though the oppositions are going through effect, and still having a desire to care.
Thank you, and good night.